Morning Watch. Living in the reality of the Kingdom of God, Week 1. The Kingdom of God, the realm of the divine life and of the divine species. Friday, related verses. Colossians 3:4. When Christ our life is manifested, then you also will be manifested with him in glory. Colossians 2:19. And not holding the head, out from whom all the body, being richly supplied and knit together by means of the joints and sinews, grows with the growth of God. John 15:4-5. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. 1 Corinthians 12:26-27. And whether one member suffers, all the members suffer with it, or one member is glorified, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. Revelation 22:2. And on this side and on that side of the river was the tree of life, producing 12 fruits, yielding its fruit each month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Related reading. The growing of Christ within us is the coming of the kingdom. It is good to pray, "Your kingdom come," but it is more practical to pray, "Lord, grow within me." Your kingdom come may be no more than a religious formula. Although this prayer has been repeated by millions of Christians for more than 1900 years, still the kingdom has not come. It is not difficult for the Lord to answer that prayer, but it is difficult for us to allow him to grow within us. By being poor in our spirit and pure in our heart, we can give the Lord the ground to grow within us, and this growth will be the real coming of the kingdom. The more quickly we allow him to grow in us, the more we hasten the coming of the kingdom. Purity of heart is a matter of motive. We should not have any goal other than God himself. To be pure in heart is to seek only God. We all need to pray, "Lord, grant me a pure heart. Purify my motives until I have a single goal, and my whole being is completely zeroed in on you." We should not care only for peace, for joy, for physical blessings, or for spiritual blessings, and we should not seek those things. Our heart should be set upon God. God is our goal, and he is our motive. May the Lord deal with our hearts until they are single and simplified and are absolutely zeroed in on God himself to such an extent that we seek nothing else. If you want to receive Christ, you need to pray. "Lord, make me poor in my spirit and pure in my heart. Lord, empty my spirit and purify my heart. Grant me a single heart for you." Immediately the Lord Jesus will come into us. First he will come into our spirit, and then he will begin to spread himself from our spirit into our heart. Not only does he come into us as the seed of the kingdom, but he also grows within us. As he grows, he spreads and increases within us all the time. This is the growing of the kingdom, and this is the gradual coming of the kingdom. In Matthew 7:16, the Lord Jesus asked, "Do men gather grapes from thorns or figs from thistles?" We must admit that in ourselves we are not grapes or figs. We are thorns and thistles. The life of Christ is a grape-producing life and also a fig-producing life. When this life gets into us, the grapes and the figs will come out as the expression of life. We need to pray for the Lord's mercy, that we may be poor in spirit, pure in heart, right in all that we do, and right according to God's will. If we pray in this way, the Lord Jesus will take us over little by little, and he will fill us up part by part. He will grow in us, and he will increase within us all the time. Eventually, we will no longer produce thorns and thistles, but we will produce grapes and figs, which are simply two different expressions of the kingdom life. Both grapes and figs are used for feeding others. This is the kingdom life. This is the way for Christ to sow himself into us and to spread himself into our being so that we may have a corporate life. This corporate life is the kingdom. This is the reality of the church life. Christ as life is spreading himself into us. Now we can see in a fuller way that the kingdom is the totality of Christ as life spreading into us with all his activities.